All right, so we decided to have a table talk today because Eric saw that I just finished posting on my Instagram regarding the current controversy between bloggers and influencers online regarding the fact that there's a clear epidemic of suicides and overall depression on the online communities because of the depiction that influencers and people like even myself who just shoots photography. We give the perception that our lives are perfect in a sense, and the community, the internet, people on the internet are suffering because of it. So we decided to have a quick table talk. We only have 5 minutes, so you were arguing, saying that it's not the influencer's fault, right?
Not necessarily it's not the influencer's fault, because I guess if you're going to talk about, if statistics are showing that suicide is because of this, there is a place to lay blame. I do not think it should be the influencer's responsibility.
Correct.
Coming from someone that has dealt with depression all their life, and at times like suicidal ideations, which I don't know if you guys know that. I'm really open about my own mental health. But again, I'm not one to put it online, just because social media in general gives me anxiety and I'm just not good at it. But I don't think, coming from someone who deals with these issues, it can't be blamed on an influencer. Like, it's their choice to post what they want. If you're going to say, like, they have to police what they're saying, like, it shouldn't be their responsibility. It's not. It's each individual that has to be aware of their own mindset. And if they can't control it, then they shouldn't be on social media. And they need to know that for themselves. Like, they need to be self-aware of that.
Yeah. And I completely agree. It's definitely not the influencer's fault. I would say it's the culture that's been set up around everything that's happening, right? It's the people that idolize these individuals and make it seem and really decide to cherish people like these large photographers and Kim Kardashian, whoever, right? We're talking about the people that decide to look at them this way. That's culture in itself. But that doesn't say that you can't have some sort of responsibility in the sense of, I'm going to decide to do the right thing and not allow this to be a problem with the people that decide to follow me and see my content,
but,
by establishing because this is transparency.
No,
at
but
that
the
point.
The thing is that's not me as let's say I was an influencer and I had a following of 3 million people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna be like, oh, if I post the fact that I went on I went to Santa Monica Pier and I had a good time, if I post that, I'm gonna make people depressed. That's not gonna be,
I don't think each individual is only responsible to themselves. So the influencer has to decide, like, it's the influencer's choice to show whether they're transparent or not. I don't think that's a right or wrong thing.
Yeah, I agree.
If they choose not to be transparent and there's people idolizing them, I'm sorry, that's not their responsibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I understand that they've set themselves up to be kind of this idol, but in the end, it's their own platform. Like, that's what social media is. And when people are influencers, they have their own platform. So it's what they choose to show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that showing, oh, I'm having a bad day or this or that, like, a lot of people will go for, like, they have an aesthetic. And if that doesn't fit within their own, like, message, they're not going to post that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's a right or wrong thing, and I don't think that's required. I understand what you're saying. Like, people are having issues, but again, I think it's down to the individual and being self-aware. And maybe that's what should be spoken about. Is you need to be, if you're going to follow me or as a culture, maybe not.
If you're
going to
be on social media at all,
yeah, maybe that should be talked about. Maybe parents, like, as children are coming up in social media, need to discuss, hey, if you're going to follow these people, know that their lives aren't perfect. But I don't think that's the job of the influencer.
No, it's not. I definitely think it's a very serious thing as far as, like, parenting, that should definitely be something that is paid attention for generations to come. I mean, I know I'm going to recognize that. But I think that the overall movement is to fight the stigma, right? To counter it by saying, you know what, we don't want society or the communities, just internet in general, to see us this way and be depressed. So I'm going to do my part by helping maybe the one follower on my 1,000 followers that really does compare themselves to me in one way or another, and I'm going to tell them straight up, there's nothing to be envying in
half
my
the time
life
the people like that are having issues aren't speaking about it. When I was having my issues, I wasn't speaking. I'm open about it now, but I wasn't speaking about it. I mean, social media wasn't the issue, but
it's a great thing that's happening in the community personally. But Yeah, so a lot of articles are reading that social media is being blamed for the increase in teen suicides in the U.S.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah, then I think, okay, then that kind of changes my opinion a little bit because mm-hmm. Your brain isn't fully developed at that point, so it's hard to be self-aware. Some people are, some people aren't. Mm-hmm. Some people just don't have the mental capacity yet. But I think that is a parent's responsibility. Like, kids are getting cell phones and under no supervision. Like, they're getting free reign of an entirely new world. And
that's true. They do have access to all of the internet. So it's like, I feel like that's true. It is a parent's, I guess, duty to kind of regulate on whether or not they're on social media, which is hard to do, especially when you want to give your kid like their own personal space. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, but even if they're not like helicopter parenting and telling them what to look at and what not to, just the discussion should be happening. And for people that don't have, I guess, parents that care enough, then maybe this should be something that is talked about as a society. Or maybe, I mean, if it's a teen issue in school, that this should be part of social studies or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Like, there should be, so parents and I think schools should step up. Again, I don't think it's the influencer.
It's not the influencer's fault. And
if these suicide rates are being correlated to this, then yes, technically it's their fault. But I don't think it's their responsibility.
It's not their responsibility, and I wouldn't even blame it on them either, because you're blaming somebody for posting their life, period. Mm-hmm. How are you going to blame someone
I'm saying they shouldn't be blamed.
I agree with that. I just don't think that they should be blamed because it's not their fault. It's the person who's watching their content. You know what I mean? And if they can't, I mean, if they follow Kim Kardashian and they get depressed because they're constantly keeping up with them, then that's their problem. That's that person's problem. It's not the Kardashian's fault for you watching their content and then getting depressed about it. If it makes you sad, or if it has like an effect on your mental health, then maybe you're the one that should make the decision to stop watching something that's unhealthy.
Okay, but going back again, teens don't have fully developed brains. Yeah, I think parents should have this discussion along with the schools. This is the issue, as opposed to influencers then doing that. Because I don't think that, crossing that line, I don't think influencers have that much influence. They're going to keep posting what they're posting, and then if they say, like, it's kind of like a, like, do as I say, not as I do type thing. Like, it's kind of a weird catch-22 for influencers, because they're going to keep posting what they're posting.
Of course, but what's interesting about this is the movement that is actually happening, because the way that I came across it is because of a friend in Nuja. She made a post, and through her post, she mentioned who she heard it from, and through there I heard who that person heard it from, and it went really, really deep, and I decided to watch one because it really was going pretty far. And it was this woman who, she has like 100,000 followers. Her and her husband own some sort of remodeling business. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about how we struggle with our marriage. We think about like getting a divorce all the time, but you guys don't see that online. But it's giving that honesty that people need to hear to recognize. Like, I would hope that nobody on my profile is feeling that way over what I'm posting. I think it is still the influencer's responsibility, as far as they have the power to make a difference in this type of situation. If they want to, cool. I'm not going to judge them if they decide not to open up about those things. But the truth is, being able to provide the perception that your life is perfect and it actually affecting another person's life, although it's not that influencer's fault, I believe that with that power still comes that responsibility of deciding, you know what?
Okay, and that's where I disagree, because
I don't know. I think it's literally, if people really want to fix this issue, I think it's literally as simple as saying to your kids as they're growing up, by the way, nobody has a perfect life. Nobody, you know, it might seem as though they have a perfect life, but everybody has their, you know, their hardships and their, you know, just things that they're dealing with, basically. And that's just how it is. Even though if you don't see it, just a lot of people deal with it differently. And some people decide to not vocalize that and just allow you to see what they want you to see, which is, you know, let's say the good part of their life.
And I think that I don't think there's a right or wrong in whether you say something or not. Like, I think that's where we differentiate. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to clarify that Are you saying that there's a wrong or right thing for someone to do, or are you just saying that it's a good thing for people to address this? It's not necessarily bad for them not to, but it's just a good thing.
Yes, correct. Like, I'm not saying that a person is a... that an influencer would be deeming themselves bad if they decide not to open up. These are personal things, right? If you've decided to build your business in a certain way about this specific type of content, that's all on you, right?
But then, like, again, we're not talking about businesses here. We're talking about influencers who are just living a life.
These influence, their life is their business. Like, that is the business to amount.
Okay, but how about this? You were talking about earlier how people hit you up and message you talking about, oh, you're living this lavish life. You're not, your social media is not your business, is it?
You're correct.
So therefore, that's out the window. Because even me, I have 5,000 followers, which is, I mean, a decent amount, nothing crazy, nothing for me to make a living off of. But I do get people messaging me saying, wow, you're here, I wish I could be there. Oh, you live in LA, oh, you're here, you know, they're just always talking about my lifestyle and stuff like that. And it's, I mean, I'm not making a business out of it. It's just my life. It's just what I'm doing. So I think that's invalid.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Well, I guess, of course, the topic is going to be a lot more complex than that, because there is influencers that make a shit ton of money based off what they're doing online and what they're posting and what they're showing. Us, average people, we still have those problems because we do have that. I have, for example, photography that I can show off, right? I love showing off my work. I really do. But people are taking that simple post and saying, oh my God, his life is better than mine. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I wish I could be
doing something like this.
And it's just not the case. Yeah. It's definitely not my fault. But I definitely want to clarify, because I don't like when people think that I'm over here living in San Francisco when I'm like, dude, I live in a rinky-dink-ass fucking house in Fontana, California.
The thing is, you don't have a huge following. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
You don't have a huge following. You have a couple people that are, I mean, everyone can get depressed about anything. And they're DMing you. You have the time to DM them back. Yeah. For someone who has made a business out of their life, they don't have time to DM everyone back that might say something. And again, I don't think people are going to say something. I think people assume they won't be seen. But which also might be contributing, which probably is probably contributing. But I don't think that it's their responsibility to get on to their... because the way to reach all those people would be to get on to their main platform and say something. And I don't think that they have to go against their brand or are responsible in any way to do that. I think it's a responsibility of society. And I think that maybe children that are growing up now that are just being born to, like, maybe 5 years old, that are growing up with social media entirely will know, and this won't be as much of an issue. But teens now, I think that have kind of, social media has grown up along with them. So it's this weird thing. Society should be talking to them. Their parents should be talking to them. Schools should be addressing this. I don't think it's their responsibility.
I think that this problem, I wouldn't say that it's going to be easily solved, because it's definitely not going to go away just like that. But I think it's going to go away
in a couple of years. I think it will.
Yeah. I think that people can decide to be good enough to say, you know what? I'm not going to allow anybody to, that is my, one of my fans, to feel like I don't go through problems. But it's through that, like, if you can build that type of culture, right?
That's your decision, not everybody else's decision. You know what I mean? That's where that's your choice. And you're, okay, that's awesome that you're doing that. You're one of the very few people that's going to end up doing that. But a lot of people aren't going to do that. A lot of people are not comfortable with putting their life on social media.
Me.
You know what I mean? Not necessarily their life, because they are posting their life. They're posting the good parts of their life.
Not at all.
Although, I'm talking about the people who are just uncomfortable with putting their personal life out there. You know, going out to Santa Monica and seeing cool things, I wouldn't consider that being too personal. That's just, you know, a cool adventure that someone had, and they'd like to share it with either family and friends, and it just so happens that there's a bunch of other random people that are following them that are getting offended or hurt, or not necessarily offended, but, like, you know, becoming depressed because of it and wondering why they're not living this life. And it's like,
I think that society has an opportunity right now to address this matter and really make an impact as far as, like, it being a problem.
I think that, so like I was saying, I think that you were saying, Jose, it would be a very virtuous thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it'd be a good thing. But I don't think that equates to, like, people who don't are bad, like you were saying. But I also don't think it's required or their responsibility. I think it's like an opt-in, and no one should be judged. Like you were saying, you don't judge. No one should be judged for not doing it. Mm-hmm. But I do agree. Like I think the bigger issue would be people who have a direct connection to, like, these teens and kids that should be speaking.
You know, what I find is interesting is that our circle here doesn't know someone who's currently struggling through the comparison depression that people are going through. But it's truly an epidemic in the sense that there's thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people suffering through this, and we have no idea. People who are addicted to social media because of the way that it was designed and how people decide to show off their lives in a false way. And again, it's just, I think that there's nothing wrong with being your true self, but sometimes I think that some influencers showing them true selves would, a lot of people would come to find that they're a lot of, I'm going a different direction with this conversation.
I'm going to ask you a question about something somewhat frivolous. What were you going to say, Eric?
What you were saying, how the people who should be speaking up about this, you know, being the influencers, you know, how you basically said that the influencers should step up and say,
no, look, my life. That's not what I'm saying.
No? Okay, mm-mm. So what is it that you're saying then?
I'm saying they can if they want to. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're required to or should be judged if they don't.
Okay.
Like,
I agree.
Like it'd be a virtuous thing to do. Like, easy. Is it just a virtuous thing? Yeah, it is. Of course it is. But I don't think anyone should have to be required to. I'm not saying that it's bad if they don't.
No.
I'm saying if you do great, good, like if that falls into your message or you feel compassion toward this. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying that anyone who doesn't feel compassion. It's just, it's not on brand for them. And if they want to DM people, they can, or however they want to address it or not address it. Mm-hmm. I think that this is a societal issue that has been created that isn't necessarily the responsibility of the influencer.
It's all through the assumption of people and what they see, and deciding this must be what their life is, right?
Yeah, and I think it's easily, like, if this became a topic in, like, a social studies class, that, like, maybe it's a week-long topic about responsible, like, social media and knowing, like, use and, like, knowing what it is and what it presents as, and maybe having some examples of, like, look at this one person's feed. Okay, this is their life, and just kind of teaching kids and teens to think critically about what they're seeing, I think that would take care of it. Which, I mean, would require a ton of funding if you're going to talk about public schools, and that's a whole other issue, but this whole topic reminds me. Have you seen Ingrid Goes West?
No, I have not.
It's basically this entire conversation. And in the end, it's not the influencer's fault, and it's not her responsibility, because she's just living her life.
It's a culture problem.
I think it's just stupid. I don't understand. I mean, I can see the fact that people are allowing themselves to fall victim to the assumption that these people's lives are perfect. I think that's ridiculous. I mean, if some people, just like you were saying, don't have the mental capacity, then I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But
when you grow up in a life, you got to think of this. Is we're talking about teens in this sense, but when you grow up in a life where you're only cool if you have a big number, right? That you're admired more if you have a huge follower count.
Mm-hmm.
When you live in a life like that, it's like no wonder that this shit's happening. Right.
I mean, and you have to also remember, too, most of America is not the coasts. Most of America is in the middle where there's nothing. And it takes a lot to be able to see beyond that as a teen, to see beyond your current situation. As a human sometimes, but as a teen especially, that it'll all eventually end. But again, I think that parents and churches and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and all these kinds of things, you should be bringing this up. Like, if this is such a movement, like, it's those adults that are respected that should be speaking up as well, mm-hmm. not just the influencers.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty hard thing to kind of gauge how, let's say some kid, you know, God forbid, just goes out and kills themselves. Super touchy subject, but
most
then it's like
how, leave a note.
And it's like how can you tell, you know, if it was as of a result of that.